Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Oscar night last night, Claire Devereaux. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's good to see you. Did you catch a bit of the Oscars? Because they're on too late.
Do you know, I did stay up and watch all of them just for you, Ryan,
did
so
you?
I could talk. I did, 1:30.
You don't look like a woman who stayed up to watch.
Oh, I did. I got only 4 hours sleep, honestly. I really did. Thank you. Good makeup.
Keep doing what you're doing. That must have been, because I'm only really interested in wanting to know who won what, and then I'll see the highlights. I don't feel the need to watch it live. So was it excruciating or was it a great crack?
It was good, but I mean, obviously, it gets to a point where they're just talking among themselves and you do think, what's going on?
Okay.
It'll be good to watch the actual show tonight, but I mean, the actual red carpet is what I'm interested in. I love to see the dresses, the hair, the makeup, the whole looks, and that's what everyone's talking about, because really, not only is it the biggest night for movies and for actors, but it's also one of the biggest nights for fashion designers.
Of course.
So it's huge. And from that point of view, it's very important to know what the right actress is wearing on the night. It can cost her career, and it can also make her millions in endorsements from all these designers afterwards. So it's a big business,
Ryan. Got to get it right. Now, when we had a small chat about this off air, and you kind of gave a little face that suggested you weren't overly impressed with what happened last night on the red carpet.
No, I think everyone played it so safe, and they do at the Oscars. Obviously, sometimes the Golden Globes and the SAG, they'll play around with, you know, a little bit of different looks, but they played it safe. I have a few favourites, but I wasn't like, oh my God, at every dress. No, I have to say, I was a little bit underwhelmed.
A little bit ordinary for you. You think they should have rolled the dice a bit more?
I definitely do. I definitely think they should have gone a bit more all out, but there were a few obviously ones that I thought were gorgeous, and then there were some that I thought were awful.
Horrendous. Well, do you want to start with a yay or a nay?
I think let's start with a yay. Let's be positive.
Yay. Okay, who have you got for me?
I have Rosamund Pike, who I thought looked amazing. She is beautiful. Mm-hmm. She wore custom Givenchy, fabulous dress, red, which looked amazing on the red carpet. And it was strapless. The slit up to the thigh was just perfect. It wasn't too high. And she wore a red shoe, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. Sometimes the same colour doesn't always look fantastic. But on her, it worked. Her hair, her makeup, very, very simple. To me, it was one of the best dressed of the night.
She looks like a big rose. I mean, I mean, in a good way. It's beautiful. It's red her shoe seems to have a strap on the ankle and
a strap
over the toe.
Yeah, very, very open, strappy. So it shows off, gives that length to the leg. And the dress was scalloped on the top, strapless. She wore no statement jewellery. There were a lot of statement necklaces, which you'll see now when we go through some of the pictures.
Yeah.
But this was none. She didn't need it. I think it just looks clean, like English rose kind of
English
look.
English rose.
You know, she looks beautiful.
Porcelain skin as well, which is beautiful.
Yes.
And a little, I presume she's wearing makeup, but you wouldn't really know. It's pale.
She is, yeah. But you know what? Actually, she looked like she was tanned. That picture doesn't show, but just very, very lightly, like just like a shimmer. So it looked beautiful on the red carpet.
So she's getting a yes from
she's
you.
She's getting
and
a yes.
From me.
And I'm going to do another yes while I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
and my
positive.
Other yes is Margot Robbie, because I thought she looked absolutely stunning in Yves Saint Laurent.
Who is she? I don't know her.
So she was in Pan Am originally, then she was in Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, was she in Wolf of Wall Street? Okay.
And then she's in this new film called, I'm trying to think of the name. It's coming out, Will Smith. It's out, I think, next week in the States.
Okay.
Focus, I think it's called.
She looks like a blonde Emma Stone.
She's Australian. Yeah, a little bit. She's absolutely gorgeous, very versatile. She wears her hair dark, wears her hair blonde, mostly blonde. And I don't normally like black on the red carpet, because usually it's a very safe bet, very chic. You'll never get any bad complaints about black, but it tends to not get a lot of column inches. So if you're dressing someone, it's not something that's talked about a lot usually. But in this case, it looks amazing. It's kind of a robe style. It's got obviously the chiffon sleeves, but it's the necklace, that statement necklace. It's Van Cleef & Arpels, who make an awful lot of the Queen's jewellery. And
okay.
It's a sapphire worth, she said, more than her life. She said it was worth on the red carpet, so it's worth millions. And I just thought she looked absolutely amazing. Her hair was very simple, you know, disheveled kind of bob, a red lipstick, very little eye makeup. To me, that was another definite winner of the night.
Beautiful. Yeah, so I agree with you. Okay, where do you want to go now?
Well, I think we'll go for some safe bets. How about Reese Witherspoon, who wore obviously, you know, she was obviously an actress nominee as well, best actress. She wore Tom Ford, to me, very like a dress that she wore a couple of years ago when she won in 2011. She wore monochrome again. Safe bet. It was nice on her. She was one of the few actresses that wore her hair down on the red carpet. To me, it just didn't scream Oscar. You know, I thought it was nice, but too safe to me. So I'm going
like
to give it a
black strap just under the shoulders, and then it's white, and then a black strap at the waist, and the rest is white like a mermaid right there.
So it's a column dress, and you know, very flattering on most figures, this type of shape. So great if you're going to a ball and you want to wear something. To me, it was a little bit yeah, in the middle. I didn't feel wowed by it in any way.
Should she have taken a bit more of a risk? Is that what you're saying?
I think so, yeah. I mean, she's worn this monochrome before. She wore black with white a couple of years ago. It's the same. What do you think? I mean, do you think anything when you look at that?
I think it's classic looking.
Yeah.
But I think I would say at another ball, but not the Oscars, it needs to be a bit more va-va-voom.
I think so. And her hair is very boring, I think. It's just down, beachy, kind of very casual. Most people did wear their hair up. A lot of them did wear their hair up last night. But I wasn't wowed by it at all, to be honest with you.
Now, here's Julianne Moore, who won the Oscar, obviously.
Yes.
And I couldn't even begin to describe the dress. Well, it's like, it looks more like a wedding dress than a...
Well, I don't like this dress at all. Now, right. A lot of people last night were wooing and saying how amazing this dress was. To me, I wasn't crazy about it. It's custom made, especially for her by Chanel. So Karl Lagerfeld, specifically, they designed this dress just for Julianne Moore. They knew she was going to win. Yeah, I think it was a given, last night. And you know what? The main thing is, if you know you're going to win an Oscar or you think you're going to win an Oscar, it's very important to know that when you're photographed, that picture, it's going to haunt you. It's like a wedding photo. Mm-hmm. It's like that bridal dress. It has to be right. You need to look good. You don't want to be kind of doing a Cher moment when she won from Moonlight years ago and it was all see-through and horrific. Yeah. So to me, this dress, I mean, I just don't like it with her skin tone. I think I would have liked to see her in a jewel colour dress, like a royal blue or a green again, or even a red. It's beaded, very heavily beaded. And I'm sure in real life, it actually is far more beautiful, but it didn't photograph very well, I don't think. Strapless. I just don't like the shape on her, Ryan, to be honest with you. But I'm sure a lot of people will say she'll be on the best dress list. To me, she's just on that in between. I don't feel anything loving about it. Again, no statement jewellery. Her hair back in a chignon. Her makeup is lovely. I do think her makeup and her earrings are nice. But the dress itself, it really did nothing for me last night.
Yeah, I can see why you'd say that, because she is an extraordinarily beautiful woman, and I think she's a hair down kind of lady too, isn't she? I think she looks a bit severe. The dress looks a little bit out of place on her. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I would have liked her to be more Jessica Rabbit-like, you know, sort of the Veronica Lake waves and I just think that would have looked fabulous on her with her red hair, but it just didn't do anything. It didn't bring out her assets, I don't think.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to, like Jessica Chastain or somebody who does a lot of that Jessica Rabbit stuff going on, and she maybe have tried to kind of dress her age, but she doesn't have to dress older because she doesn't look it.
Exactly.
Now
I'm going to go with Emma Stone next, because I thought that was actually a gorgeous dress. She wore Ellie Saab, so it was an unusual colour. It was gorgeous at the back, it was cut lower, so I'm going to put her on a best dress list. Heavily beaded, obviously she's a redhead as well, so the green tone looks really well.
Love
on her
hair.
Yeah, I think she looks very good. I mean, she's young, so you don't want to make her look older on the red carpet. And she wore Ellie Saab, who famously also dressed Halle Berry for when she won for Monsters Born 2002. Yeah. It was that, you know, beaded dress. Again, very good at beading, strategically placed, obviously, on Halle Berry. And I just thought that was gorgeous. Ellie Saab dressed her and also dressed Jennifer Lopez. I don't know if you have
picture.
Yeah. Now, I liked that dress. It was like a Cinderella dress. Again, a lot of beading. I kind of felt with her skin tone, the colour wasn't fantastic. I felt it kind of blended. She's got very olive tones. It was an olive kind of, like a nude dress, wasn't it? You described nude with beading. She always looks immaculate.
Very dramatic. You wouldn't want to be standing beside her queuing for the loo. I mean, that dress goes on for about 3 or 4 foot behind her.
It does. And that's why you have to be careful with heels and things like that you don't trip in a dress like that. So there's an awful lot of, there could be downsides to things like that too. But she's well used to wearing them. And her hair and makeup, again, is absolutely stunning. So to me, I mean, I'm not going to say she's worse dressed because it's a beautiful dress. I just think I would have liked the colour to be a little bit more definite or something. It's a bit the nude. I'm a bit bored with it all.
I'm not mad about Emma Stone's colour dress.
Are you not?
No, it's kind of lime green.
Yeah.
I prefer a more defined green.
You'd like more emerald kind of a green on her.
Maybe. I mean, emerald always puts me off as well. But something a little darker even. It just feels a bit neither
washed
this nor
out.
That. That's all.
But it's a beautiful, the beading and all is beautiful. And it's young, you know, like it's different.
Well, you know, what do I know? Sure, I'm just a bloke
looking
at girls
and
dresses.
You know, it's good to have that opinion because you're looking at it from a different point of view and you're looking at it from the wow point of view.
Yeah.
And that's what takes up the column inches. That's what everyone's talking about. So that's very important.
Actually, can I pick two?
Yeah, please.
I love these two. I think Marion Cotillard, is that how you say her name?
Yes, Cotillard,
I quite like that.
She's beautiful.
So when I say like that, I mean the dress as opposed to her. I wouldn't call her
beautiful.
That. She's quirky looking lady, there's no doubt about that, very franche.
Yes.
But the dress is peculiar, but I like it.
Yeah, it's Dior, and even the way she says Dior Couture is very, very sexy.
Yeah,
you know, she has the accent, it's beautiful. It was unusual. I mean, she's got a beautiful face, her hair and makeup, again, very simple, everyone seemed to go for last night. There were even lots of ponytails on the red carpet. The back of this dress, you can't see it, but it's...
No.
It was like a geisha style. It had like a big bustle at the back. So yeah, so a lot of people were like, oh, how is she going to even sit in that for the couple of hours? But from that point of view, you know, white always looks well when you're kind of olive and dark tones. It was nice. I mean, again, it was a little bit of a safe bet on her.
It looks like an elegant shower curtain.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the fabric, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay.
So that wouldn't be...
Did you like Felicity Jones?
Again, I wasn't crazy about the colour. It was custom made again. Alexander McQueen, Sarah Burton made it, who also did, obviously, Kate Middleton's wedding dress. So herself and Eddie Redmayne both stuck with, like, an English designer. They stuck with Alexander McQueen for that reason. You know what? I wasn't crazy about the colour. It's a beautiful dress, but I just...
The halter neck effect.
Yeah, the top of it gorgeous. I thought was gorgeous, the beading. The colour, again, I'm not crazy about on her with her skin tone. But, you know, it's a beautiful, kind of a very modern-day Cinderella. That's how I'm going to put
this.
I
like it, though.
Okay, we like
that
one.
If I saw that, I'd say...
You'd say, yay.
That's a little bit different, and I kind of like that. Okay, where do you want to go next?
Do you want to go to Cate Blanchett?
Let's do it. Have it here in front of me.
Cate Blanchett. So she wore a John Galliano dress. I was kind of bored looking at it, to be honest with you. I don't think it's very Oscar, but then again, last year, obviously, when she's won for the Oscars, she's worn amazing dresses.
Yeah.
And she was only presenting this year. The statement necklace, everyone loves a statement necklace. We talk about them in fashion all the time to make an outfit, a plain black dress. It can look amazing. I didn't think it was fitting for the Oscars. In fact, I think it would have been better off without this statement necklace. But I mean, it didn't do anything for me. She looks amazing. She's got a great skin, but it was... Boring.
Boring.
I mean, very boring.
What about Lupita Nyong'o?
Lupita Nyong'o, I thought it was a gorgeous dress, I have to say. Apparently it took 10 weeks to make this dress with 25 seamstresses making it. Like, it's all pearls. It's something like over 6,000 pearls. Oh. And I'd say the weight of it. It's Calvin Klein, custom made again. To be honest with you, I mean, I think her Prada dress last year was far more exciting. Mm. And when she wore that Prada dress last year, and this is how important it is what you wear, she had a Miu Miu contract straight away, which is also a designer. She got a Lancome campaign. I mean, so it's very important. What you wear can really propel
it's
you to like
card.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
That's I don't like that dress. Now, Lady Gaga and Keira Knightley. Is Keira Knightley getting more and more blind as the more pregnant she gets? But she seems to be picking out the most peculiar dresses.
I actually think it's really, really pretty. It's Valentino. I mean, when you're pregnant, it's hard to dress, particularly for a red carpet with everyone looking at you. I think she's gone for the feminine, girly look rather than making the bump on show. I like it. I actually think she looks very pretty.
Like,
I think she's dressed
90.
Very well. I think she looks well. I like it, actually. It's very beautifully embroidered, this dress, but you'd have to see it again on the photo. It's hard, but I thought it was beautiful.
What's the writing on it?
That's what I'm saying to you. You'd have to see it like up close. I can't make out what
it's
that
like
is, except it's just embroidery.
Yeah,
it's just, and Valentino does a lot with flowers and stuff like that, so it's very, very delicate. And then, of course, I actually love Lady Gaga's Alaya dress. Now, I didn't like the gloves. They looked like she was doing the washing up with the marigolds.
Or working in an abattoir.
Yes, well, that too. Well, I was going for the washing up more so. I mean, it's Lady Gaga, so, you know, come on, she's going to wear something that's out of this world. Custom Alaya, it's beautifully made. It actually sat beautifully. It looked like it had pockets. It looked, when she was on the red carpet, it did look very exciting. It was something different. They're all so, you know, safe. And she looked also, I saw clips of her when she's singing, and I thought that she looked amazing as
she
well on stage.
She did some Sound of Music tribute.
Yeah, she did. It was supposed to be amazing.
Yeah,
her hair looked really, a grey wig she wore, and she wears loads of wigs. So, you know, don't be fooled by the hair being blonde one minute and grey the next. Not that easy to change around. It's usually wigs, Ryan.
Meryl Streep looks like she's going to a parent-teacher meeting.
Yeah, Meryl Streep has played it safe for years. To me, again, very boring, but I'm not crazy about the way she dresses. It looks like, I don't know, the designer on it looks like Donna Karan. It's like a nice blazer and skirt. But again, she dresses as she would put appropriately for her age. She never has any cleavage on show. She tends to be, you know, Meryl Streep. She's respectable.
Okay, I like Anna Kendrick. I really do like her.
Do you like that dress?
The dress is, it's like, bit of Debs.
Exactly. It
Going
wasn't Oscar worthy. Sure it wasn't.
No.
It was just a Debs dress. I totally agree with you there. But it was a nice Debs dress and a very expensive one by Takoon. So, you know, she looked well. It had a little bit of beading on it. Obviously, Dakota Johnson was another one there.
A lot of attention on her.
Yeah, she wore YSL as well. It was beautifully beaded. She just wore her hair in a ponytail. Very casual, really. But the dress itself is nice. But, you know, obviously there's so much talk about her at the moment. But it's, you know, her career is doing very well.
Loving Jessica.
Jessica
Chastain. I do. Actually, I've had a lot of time for
her
of late.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was nice. She went for navy, which was different, you know, than the black. And I think she does look actually beautiful. A lot of cleavage on show.
Yeah.
You know, and her figure looked absolutely, her body looked banging, as they would say, on the
there
red
you
carpet.
Are.
So she looked well.
Put on your headphones there, because we're going to go straight to LA and say hello to Stephen Byrne. Hi, Stephen.
How's it going, Ryan?
So, are you at the parties? Are you having the lols, as young people say? What's happening?
We are definitely, we're right actually in the edit room right now, getting all the stuff we got. So yeah, no parties from here. But we are on Sunset Boulevard, sorry, on Hollywood Boulevard. We've just literally left the Dolby Theatre there about a half an hour ago. We were in the interview room all evening, which was where the winners come right after they get their awards. And it was very surreal. It was just so weird. You had to keep reminding yourself where exactly you were, because we were there for about 6 or 7 hours kind of waiting for everybody to come through, and you just forgot where you were.
Yeah,
until they actually came out with the award, and you were like, oh my God, this is so surreal, this is so weird. But yeah, so we got to talk to a load of people. I mean, Eddie Redmayne, he was the last one we got to talk to there, and I fell absolutely head over heels in love with him. He was like so charming, so incredible, and we asked him all about basically what it was like playing Stephen Hawking, in the sense that it was a biopic about someone who was still alive and who was still going to see it, as opposed to, let's say, the Alan Turing biopic of The Imitation Game. And he said he didn't think about it at all during the production of it, didn't think that Stephen seeing it, even though he'd met him, he just completely ignored it, and obviously created the performance that made him win tonight, because everybody on the floor was saying that he wasn't going to win. It was a weird kind of feeling beforehand. I think everybody was kind of confident that it was Michael Keaton's year, but I was delighted for him. I think he totally deserved it, especially if you've seen the film. Have you seen the film?
Yes, of course I saw the film, yeah, and I really enjoyed it. I thought his, as I was saying earlier on, his physical transformation is something to behold. And who else, Stephen, who knocked you out last night?
In what sense?
Well, who was very impressive to meet?
I'd say Patricia Arquette. That was just like, I mean, her speech was quite amazing. And then at the same time, when she came out, she just really spoke, kind of used the platform to speak about things that she wanted to speak about and that were really important to her, equality with women and in the States, and equal pay and all that sort of stuff. But this was the year of the Oscars, of people actually using that platform to talk about all those different things. I don't know if you saw the speech of Graham Moore, who won for Best Adapted Screenplay for The Imitation Game. He had an incredibly emotional speech, which was kind of just about kind of his depression growing up and how that kind of fed into how he I guess took great pride in telling the story of Alan Turing, and it was just incredible. And then when he came into the interview room, everybody gave him a standing ovation and just kind of really just said thank you for what he said. But other than that, Julianne Moore, oh my God, just seeing her in the flesh was just like one of the most amazing things in the entire world. God. Because obviously we've seen her in so many different movies over the years. She's been nominated 6 times now, I think, and it was just kind of, it was like, this was the right time for her to get it. But she said she didn't even think she was going to. When we asked her, she said, nope, I was walking up the stairs with my husband, and he was like, you're going to get an Oscar tonight. And she was like, no, that's not going to happen.
That's exciting.
But of course, no.
As we're talking about dresses, did any of the dresses strike you as being very beautiful, as given how close you were to them all?
Well, in the interview room, yeah, there were some like all right ones, but I think Dakota Johnson, I thought, looked absolutely stunning. And I'm trying to think who else even. All the women looked
all
amazing.
It's not about
dresses.
Yeah, no. Well, jeepers, exactly. You can't say. Okay, Stephen, well, look, we'll talk to you again. Good luck with that, with the editing. I see you got your hands full there. Thanks for joining us on the phone this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much for calling in.
No, appreciate it.
Got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, okay, good luck with it. That's Stephen Byrne joining us from Los Angeles. See, right up close in the flesh, Dakota Fanning getting the nod there from Mr. Byrne, who fell in love with Eddie Redmayne.
Well, there you go. So there you can just judge that. Well, Dakota Fanning, I think everyone has a soft spot for her at the moment, so that's probably why he liked her.
Yes, indeed. And that's where we're going to have to leave it now for the Oscar. But thank you for taking the pain last night and enjoying the show as much as you could.
Pleasure, Ryan, as always.
Claire Devereaux, thank you.